Just because someone shares something online doesn't mean they're educated on it. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Susan Bronarchik, associate dean for research and professor of marketing at the University of Texas at Austin, explores this conundrum in the social sharing economy.
As we consider the way that information is shared on social media, my colleagues and I wanted to know, does sharing articles online make people feel more knowledgeable, even when they've only glanced at the headline? We found that people who shared articles came to believe they knew more about the topics they shared, even if they didn't read the article, compared to readers who didn't share. Sharing increases our subjective knowledge, even when we lack objective knowledge on a topic. Along with the spread of misinformation, there are other dangers when we share without reading. Our research found people who feel more knowledgeable are more likely to make riskier decisions. They are also more likely to believe that they don't need to read or learn additional information on that topic, making a lack of objective knowledge difficult to correct. Overconfidence on a topic can lead people to become entrenched in their beliefs and resistant to change. So, how do we counter this false sense of expertise? One approach involves social media pilot programs that encourage people to read articles before sharing. Getting people to read articles or become aware of subjects where they lack information is important, especially in this digital world where content is easily shareable. As consumers, we have a responsibility as well to pay close attention to our own online habits. Just because we share does not mean we know.
That was Susan Bronarchik at the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.